Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning begins at 10 p.m. tonight and remains in effect until 11 a.m. tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 56. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, 53. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 45.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Kansas is one step closer to convening a special session to vote on redistricting. While the Senate has enough support for the special session, House Republicans are still shoring up support for a possible session next month. The Kansas Attorney General's office fines the Buckland City Council for violating the State Open Meetings Act. The council members must pay $100 in civil penalties and attend additional trainings about the Open Meetings Act. Wichita police say scammers are impersonating employees from companies to learn about sensitive data and access homes. Investigators say you should always verify identities before providing any personal details or allowing anyone inside your home. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. All six members of the Kansas Congressional Delegation voluntarily put a halt to payment of their federal salaries during the ongoing government shutdown. The latest to join the group, Democrat U.S. Representative Sharice Davids of the 3rd District said Monday that she sent a letter to the Chief Administrative Officer of the U.S. House requesting her paycheck be withheld until adoption of a bipartisan resolution to the impasse. Members of the U.S. House and U.S. Senate earn $174,000 in annual salary, which amounts to $14,500 per month. The U.S. House passed a bill that would keep the federal government open into November, but the Senate hasn't been able to reach an agreement on a funding measure. U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt of the 2nd District, who represents much of rural eastern Kansas, said the whole situation is so unnecessary and very frustrating. The federal budget dispute also poses a threat to recipients of SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which delivers food aid to approximately 187,000 people in Kansas. It risks suspension of funding for WIC, the program for women, infants, and children that provides healthy food, breastfeeding support, and nutrition education to about 50,000 Kansans. Thousands of Kansans have been placed on furlough in October, but federal employees viewed as essential have been required to stay on the job without pay. Kansas is home to more than 25,000 federal employees and more than 21,000 active duty members from the military. Kansas State University has established the Institute for Community Health and Well-Being, a new initiative designed to address the pressing challenges facing Kansas communities while advancing the university's land grant mission of research and engagement that serve the state. Rural Kansas communities face a multitude of challenges, including population decline, health disparities, limited access to health care, housing shortages, child care needs, and digital divides. The Institute for Community Health and Well-Being brings together K-State's broad expertise to design and implement coordinated, evidence-based solutions that strengthen communities across the state. The Institute, backed by initial funding from one state, K-State Strategic Investment Fund, will be at the forefront of driving progress for the next-gen K-State Strategic Plan, which identified community health and well-being as a core opportunity area. In recognizing that economic prosperity depends on the health and well-being of Kansas communities, the Institute also directly supports the Kansas Board of Regents Building a Future Strategic Plan. The Institute advances K-State's commitment to being a leader in community-engaged scholarship while addressing the most pressing challenges facing rural America. It demonstrates the responsibility of a land-grant university to leverage its expertise, presence, and partnerships to create sustainable, measurable improvements in community health and prosperity. K-State has committed $500,000 to support the Institute over the next 2 to 3 years as it establishes partnerships, launches interdisciplinary projects, and builds the infrastructure for long-term success. Vehicle deer crashes can happen any day of the year on Kansas roadways. Across the state, 39% of all single vehicle crashes in 2024 involved a collision with a deer. The Kansas Department of Transportation reports 5 people were killed and over 670 people were injured in collisions with deer in 2024. These crashes greatly increase from now until the end of the year because of deer breeding season, with November typically the peak time. This is why KDOT, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, AAA Kansas, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority are joining to raise awareness and help decrease deer vehicle crashes. KHP Lieutenant Chad Crittenden said that serious crashes are more likely to occur when drivers swerve to avoid a deer, as this can lead to loss of vehicle control, departure from the roadway, or collisions with oncoming traffic. He also said it's often safer to brake firmly and stay in your lane. KDWP prioritizes reducing deer vehicle collisions and managing the Kansas deer population. Increase roadway safety this fall and throughout the year by staying alert, obeying posted laws, and eliminating distractions while driving. Always wear a seatbelt and use appropriate child safety seats every trip, every time. Two Holdridge residents, one of which was employed by the ESU 11, were recently arrested and charged in Phelps County Court with sex trafficking of a minor, and it's only the most recent of a handful of similar cases. According to the Office of Inspector General of Nebraska Child Welfare, the number of sexual abuse allegations made by state wards increased during the 2024-25 fiscal year. There were 293 allegations made compared to 244 from the 23-24 fiscal year. It wasn't until 2020 that the unicameral enacted legislation to ban sexual conduct between teachers and students. According to the University of Nebraska at Omaha, from 2014 to 2020, 74 students reported being victimized by 56 educators across the state. Lawmakers were quick in their response to fixing this issue, which included passing LB 881 in 2020 and LB 150 in September of this year. Despite these efforts, serious sexual criminal acts conducted by school employees or teachers continue to exist across the state. A former Franklin paraprofessional and coach took a plea deal earlier this month on sexual abuse charges involving a student, and a former Madison teacher also took a plea deal related to a sexual relationship with a student in October. An Omaha substitute teacher was arrested in April 2024 for similar crimes, and a York paraeducator was sentenced to 1 year in jail in August of 2024 after sexually assaulting 2 children. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In other Kansas news, Next Generation Roundup for Youth welcomes new Executive Director Janet Meese. Next Generation is pleased to announce the appointment of Jeanette Meese as its new executive director. Meese brings extensive experience in nonprofit leadership, higher education, and youth programming, with a career dedicated to advancing opportunities for young people and strengthening Kansas communities. Prior to joining Next Generation, Meese spent 10 years at Fort Hays State University, including 2.5 years with the FHSU Alumni Association and the remainder as communications specialist in the Office of the President. Before her time at the university, she served 15 years as the state director for Kansas CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates, where she led statewide efforts supporting volunteers who advocate for children in foster care. Next Generation Roundup for Youth continues to invest in the region's future leaders through a variety of educational career-based programs such as internship work-study programs, life skills, virtual career fairs, Young Ameritown of Kansas. Next Generation Roundup for Youth is a nonprofit organization dedicated to preparing and retaining youth for future careers in the 28 counties of Northwest and North Central Kansas. Through career exploration, leadership, and entrepreneurship programs, the organization helps young people envision their future close to home. For more information about Next Generation's programs or to apply or enroll in one of our programs, visit nex-generation.org or contact Jeanette Meese at jmeese@nextgeneration.org. The Kansas Senate has secured enough signatures to petition for a special session on redistricting. The Kansas Senate Republican Caucus has secured signatures needed to exceed the constitutional threshold, demonstrating strong support for this call for a special session, Senate President Ty Masterson announced on Monday in a news release. The Republicans are targeting the 3rd Congressional District, the seat of the state's lone Democratic U.S. Representative, Sharice Davids. They are seeking to redraw the district border in hopes of picking up another seat in next year's midterm election. Earlier this month, lawmakers in the Kansas legislature voted to set aside $460,000 to host the potential 4-day session, which has not yet been scheduled. The House of Representatives also needs a 2/3 majority to sign on to the special session. The House has 125 members, with 88 Republicans and 37 Democrats. The session would also focus on creating a new law that would override a court ruling that allows Kansans to choose what sex appears on their driver's license. Republicans are hoping to begin the special session on November 7th. Governor Laura Kelly has proclaimed October 2025 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Kansas, recognizing the importance of early detection and access to life-saving screenings. Each year, approximately 2,400 women in Kansas are diagnosed with breast cancer, and around 370 dying from the disease. However, despite the benefits of regular screening, about 1 in 4 Kansas women are due for a breast cancer screening, do not receive one. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is also celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Early Detection Works program. Since 1995, the program has provided free breast and cervical cancer screenings and diagnostic services to low-income, uninsured, and underinsured women. The program has served more than 71,000 women, detected over 1,000 cancer cases, and operates in all 105 counties throughout a statewide network of health care providers. October's observance honors survivors, remembers those lost, and promotes education and access screenings, and encourages Kansas to talk with their health care providers about their screening options and to spread awareness within their communities. Early Detection Works partners with local and statewide organizations to educate communities, reduce cancer disparities, and ensure every eligible woman receives care. For more information about the Early Detection Works program, including eligibility and enrollment, visit kdhe.kansas.gov. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your Eisenhower lunch menu today is corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. At the junior senior high, your lunch menu today is steak fingers, whipped potatoes, and gravy, or chef salad, rolls, green beans, fruit, and milk. At Northern Valley, today you will have soft taco, salad, chips, fruit, vegetable, and milk. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with a high near 56, windy with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight should be clear with a low around 30, blustery with a northwest wind around 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 33, north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Thursday should be sunny with a high near 60 with winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Friday is partly sunny with a high near 55. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. And Monday, sunny with a high near 63. Currently in Norton, it's fair and it's 43 degrees outside with the humidity of 87%. Wind speed is northwest 17 to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17 and the dew point is 39 degrees. Your wind chill is at 35 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Fall into savings at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, cruise into autumn with vehicle loan rates as low as 5.50% APR on qualifying vehicles. This special applies to new money only on 2015 and newer. The perfect way to upgrade your ride for the season. But don't wait. These rates won't last past the fall breeze. Terms and conditions apply. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit UNWFCU today to harvest your savings.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas freshman Darren Peterson has been added to the 20-member Bob Cousy Point Guard of the Year watch list. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced on Monday. Peterson is looking to become the second Jayhawk to win the Bob Cousy Award, joining Frank Mason III, the 2017 recipient. Additionally, this is the third consecutive season a Jayhawk has appeared on the Cousy Award watch list, as DeJuan Harris was on the list in 2023, 2024, and 24-25. In his unofficial college debut, Peterson scored 26 points, including 6 3-point field goals with 4 rebounds and 5 steals in number 19 Kansas's 90-82 win at number 11 Louisville in an exhibition match on Friday, October 24th. Named the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year and unanimous preseason All-Big 12 selection by league coaches, Peterson is one of KU's highest ever recruited players after earning the Naismith Trophy High School Player of the Year and McDonald's All-American honors following the 24-25 season in high school. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
At Harvest, every acre tells the truth. And if you waited to see this season, you might be watching your yields slip away. Next year, don't wait and see. Know with Trivapro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, Trivapro works overtime to beat back disease, boost plant health, and preserve yield. For more bushels in the bin when it matters most. In 2026, don't wait to know. Go Trivapro. Call your retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this
it's
moment.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about
StorinWon'tQuit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.